He's all right. Jesus is all right. That song yes. right there was sung by Reverend Ronnie Marshall. That's one of his many songs that he has out there, this talented man who we're going to hear from today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, everybody. And we welcome each and every one of our worldwide church-going listeners. And thank you for being a part of the congregation today at the House of Let's Do It Radio on this third Sunday service, April 16th, 2023, with Reverend Ronnie Marshall of the True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. You know who I am. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Falco Designs, and we are broadcasting to you worldwide. Do you have needs or don't you have needs? Do you know who supplies all your needs? Well, tonight we're going to hear about how God will supply. And it's taken from Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by the Christ Jesus. So call in, tune in, join in on air, and become part of the Let's Do It Radio. Yes, the radio. Yes, the radio congregation. So please put your hands together by giving Reverend Ronnie Marshall of True Worshippers Ministry, yes, out of Little Rock, Arkansas, an arousing, warm, and spiritual welcome. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Yes. Reverend Marshall.
God bless you all. God bless you all. And to the esteemed hosts, Sister Inez, and to Dr. Lulu Kanyan, to all of the many, many listeners all over the world. God bless you this evening. And it's a marvelous opportunity to share the gospel with you on this evening. I'm so happy to be a witness for the true and living God. And you're in for a word. You need a word, and God sent a word that he had impressed upon me to share with you all on this evening. God bless you, and may the Holy Ghost penetrate your heart and enlighten your mind that you may come closer and recognize God is all and all. God bless you this evening.
Yes, thank you. And Dr. Lula had to step away, so do you mind doing the invocational prayer, and I will continue with the scripture.
Sure. After this manner, therefore, I pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Let the church say amen. And I will be reading from Philippians, 4:16-18. 16, for even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. 17, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. 18, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, and an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. We will have a song. God's got a blessing for you, because that is definitely what he's got for us today, and that is also sung by Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And then we will have the introduction of Reverend Ronnie Marshall by me, and then we will have another song. So please get yourselves ready, get your Bibles ready to open them up so you can study along right with us as we hear from Reverend Ronnie Marshall after the introduction. Here we have God's Got a Blessing for You. God's got a blessing for you. First, we talked about how Jesus is all right. And if Jesus is all right, you know he's got a blessing for you. So we're going to hear from Reverend Ronnie Marshall. But before we do, I think I need to let you all know a little bit about him. But if you've been joining us on the Fourth Sundays, you will have heard about him and would have heard how he speaks and how eloquently he speaks. But Reverend Ronnie Marshall is the pastor of True Worshipers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. He is definitely a man of God and will, I won't say challenge you, but he is soft-spoken and has been a national ambassador for Christ for years. He has God always in his presence and always talks about God and, you know, particularly, as he says, you know, he has a, he is definitely a man who speaks so highly of his God. So his attributes are he's a singer, songwriter, guitar player, which I'm sure you heard on the songs you just heard, recording artist, TV producer with some albums, which are entitled The Praying Man, The Praise God album, and then Don't Turn Away From God was his latest album. But he has a newly released song called Jesus Can Make You Whole, which you will hear before he speaks tonight. So he's also getting ready for a video. So I want you all to put your hands together after we hear the words from Jesus Can Make You Whole. And then we will be graced by the words of wisdom from on high from Reverend Ronnie Marshall of the True Worshipers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Yes. Jesus can make you whole.
Jesus can make you whole. He can wash you. Jesus do one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Can wash your spotty soul. Jesus do one. Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Now he can watch the spot so cold. Well, Jesus can make you whole. If you feel down and out, there's no reason to doubt. Jesus the one. Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Now he can watch his body so. Well, Jesus can make you whole. If you feel down and out, there's no reason to doubt. Jesus the one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you hold. Now he can watch his body so. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. He can watch his body so. Jesus do one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Jesus can make you whole. Now he can watch you try and suffer. Well, Jesus can make you whole. I think I'll tell now the world, every man, boy, and girl, Jesus do one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. I think I'll tell now the world, every man, boy, and girl, Jesus the one. Well, Jesus can make you whole. Yeah, Jesus can make you whole. Now he can wash the spot on his soul. Jesus can make you whole. You're gonna do
you whole. Amen. Yes, he can.
Well,
amen.
To all of God's people everywhere, and to those that share on this line with me, and those that will tune in, God loves you. God desire intimacy with you. God think of you as he did when he first created man. The reason why he see us that way again is by way of the blood of Jesus, his sacrifice, his atonement that he shared with us and for us, reconciling us back to God again. So we thank him for his omnipresence. We thank him for the wisdom of the blood. We thank him for truth. And glad that we could share out of the scripture, the hearing, your hearings, the word of God on this evening. We don't take it for granted, but we have a inward joy when it comes to the word of God. Amen. And thank you, Sister Inez, and thank you, Pastor Brett, and to all of the people of God everywhere. Now I want to call your attention to Philippians and the New Testament of the Bible right before Colossians, the last chapter, chapter 4, and verse 19. Chapter 4 of the book of Philippians is right before Colossians, and chapter 4, and the verse would be 19, and it reads as such: but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I want to talk about God supplying your need. He will supply. God will supply. Some people say, my need needs. God supplies us with our needs, and he supplies us with our desires. He even supplies us with breath to exhale and inhale. He supplies breath to us. And not only do he supply breath to us, but he supplies the circulation of our blood that runs and flows through our bodies and through the many different veins that we have. God is the reason why we feel when we have emotional uprise of joy and peace, unconditional love. It's because God is the supplier. And these are the attributes that he supplies us with, that we might share them in our expressions by way of our body, which is the instrument of expression, expressing the things of God from within, without. He goes, supply our needs. Have you ever been in a situation or even in a night experience in your life and you called upon people, even had some counseling, you even taken advice, and possibly even used in the process. And after resorting and after clinging to all of the people in this natural world close to you and or far beyond being close, but you cling to the natural part of our humanistic thinking people, looking for a solution or an answer or even a hand up, but could not find it. No one could bring comfort to this night experience. But you cleaned after there was no hope in the natural part of humanity and life in this world for you. Then you went to God. You turned your face. You turned your face from the adversity, the opposing factor, from the war, from the discomfort. Nothing could help you in the natural world that we are in. Then you turn your face to the non-physical world, to God, for hope and for help. And in the process, you were in your body and you were still in your heart. You wasn't searching anymore. You weren't looking for anyone more because that part had failed you. So now, inwardly, you have turned to God. And intimacy has begun, and you are in a place waiting for an answer or a solution or even energy to move forward. After being in this place of intimacy within yourself and in your heart with God, then that's when the rejuvenation of your soul, because the spirit now that you have connected to while waiting on God, it was designed that we come to this point where the spirit of truth can supply to us the energy, the knowledge, the wisdom, even the hidden wisdom in Christ that makes us become victorious before we step a step with this body. We now become refreshed. We're ready now to go in this body and express the victory that God supplied us with when nothing and no one else could help us. Apostle Paul explains this evening when Sister Inez read those scriptures up in chapter 4, 18, 17, and 16, how that the people were being very generous and they were being very kind and showing affection toward Paul and his caravan, spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they gave unto Paul and them of their necessities. And not only did they give to them of their necessities, but they gave them out of unconditional love. Pastor Paul could even go to the point of saying, he said, I'm full, and your kindness has turned to a sweet, sweet-smelling odor in the eyes mm-hmm. of God. Because mm-hmm. what? Because their expressions, the saints was expressing love in the spirit to Paul and him, ministering to them of their carnal things because they knew the importance of their journey. They knew the importance that Paul and him preaching the Lord Jesus Christ in a time when cruelty was being cast upon the church from every standpoint of view, and they were trying to shut down Apostle Paul and him from preaching Jesus Christ because so many multitudes of people were being won over to Christ. So the political figures had come into intimidation because they were saying if they keep preaching Jesus and the miracles about him and God working mm-hmm. miracles through them, expressing healings and expressing the word and open the eyes of people understanding from being in dwarfism into reality, life. And in so doing, they shared compassion mm-hmm. and love upon Paul. And Paul turned around in the 19th chapter, and he told them, he said, now God shall supply all of your needs mm-hmm. according mm-hmm. to his riches in glory. But these people were not just sitting on the bench, or they was just not saying, I'm a child of God. But they were doing a work. They were doing good. They were operating in the spirit of God because they were giving. They were sharing. They were sharing love with their carnalistic, tangible things and heaping them up on Paul and them because Paul and them was carrying the gospel in this, mm-hmm. in that real cruel era. Or the church, Paul and them was yet preaching, and they were the city people, the administrations and the magistrates was, they was intimidated because they thought their wealth was at jeopardy. They thought that they was finna lose all of everything, those that made shrines and those that made the idols. Well, they were scared because that Apostle Paul is preaching Christ Jesus and him crucified, and miracles and signs and wonders was following Paul and him. So the magistrates became intimidated and nervous because they said, now our livelihood is seen to be affected if he keep on preaching Christ. So Pastor Paul and him, they never slowed down. They preached mm-hmm. more and more. But he assured the people of God, as I am speaking to you all this evening, assuring you that if you continue in the way that you're going serving God, then he's going to show you a more excellent way, but he's going to supply all of your needs. Now, very important point. Don't, as you can see, mm-hmm. when the night experience comes, when the challenges come, don't look for an individual or individuals with an S or counseling or from a person, but immediately mm-hmm. turn to God. Don't think or pick up the characteristic of fallen man or humanity or humanisticism, But immediately from this point on, turn to God. Because if you don't immediately turn to God, you'll have to turn to him after you waste time trying to seek a miracle where a miracle is not at. Trying to find healing where healing is not. Trying to find substance where substance is not. All things belong unto God. And you're God's because you've been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. So now, since you have been purchased back by blood sacrifice, Jesus to God, well, then now you must turn to God for your total deliverance, for your total victory, for your expectations to be met, which the Lord declared it. He said, your expectations will not always go unnoticed. He said, but they will come, and you will have an expected end. And your vision that you saw, it won't tarry, and it will not lie. It'll come to pass. Notice, they were busy. They were busy doing a good work. They were busy taking care of the necessity of the people of God who was distributing the gospel around the world. Now, in this place that we come to God for rehabilitation spiritually, where we come to God for inward healing and inward confidence and mercy and for him to transform us all over again, and for him to sanctify us and keep us motivated with the word of the Lord. In this place that we come to after all have failed, we must learn to dwell in this place, because this is the safest place for us, where we will have confidence even when it's time for us to take the invisible path from life into glory. God will supply all of our needs, and he will eradicate doubt out of our heart. He will take away the strengths and the ties and the yokes that have us bound in doubt of his riches and his grace and his goodness and his ability to let us walk in all things while we're here on the earth as well as in the world to come. So we must stay in this place if we really want the confidence of knowing if Jesus should return at any minute or moment. It is well with me because I'm already in that secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, some people say, how do you do that and still live in this world and do business and still make money and be prosperous and successful? Well, when you're there in that inward place in your heart, you have connected with God without any distractions mentally, then you are in a place beyond success, supersede success like a tsunami over the earth. God will and shall and is supplying for us even while we are here tonight. God, because we choose to know him and to dwell in his presence and welcome his presence and embrace his fellowship and alone and crave him, then he now takes us into a place of confidence. Our faith has regained its rights, and our spirit and our soul and our mind is thrust into the confidence of God Almighty, which make God happy. Because now we can present the body, the instrument of expression, we can present it to him holy,
mm-hmm.
which is our reasonable service, because we are in that place and we're not double-minded. We're not led by the nature of humanity or the flesh, the Bible calls it. We are led by the nature of Christ, but we're yet in the body. We're in the fleshly body, but the fleshly body is not carried about by way of the mental train of thinking of the world or the fallen nature of mankind. Our body now is being carried about by the divine spirit of God speaking to us, the hidden man and the hidden woman of the heart, connected by blood traits. Connected to God by blood trait, wisdom, life, and truth now carries our thinking. So now, whereas we were thinking the pinnacle of success was to get all the money mm-hmm. in the world, or to get the great position, or the 8 figures, or the 12 figures. Everybody lands on 6 figures, but the 12 figures, and so on and that stuff. In our carnalistic thinking, that's the greatest place of success where you find peace, power, and plenty. Well, that's not the case.
Okay.
The peace, power, and plenty comes mm-hmm. when you are under the shadow of the Almighty. And being under the shadow of the Almighty is the hidden woman and man of our hearts. You know, the Bible says out of the heart flows the issues of life. So when we are inwardly in tune with God, then we are free from the blemish of humanity. Then that's when all of our needs, that's when our actions are no longer misrepresented, because our actions are fruits of the Spirit, and they are known through our expressions bodily. They are known through our actions bodily here in this physical world, and then that's what make us become different. That's what make mm-hmm. us become peculiar, and mm-hmm. that's what make us become royal, and this is what make us become kings and priests. How do you become kings and priests without revenue? Well, you have to have more revenue than revenue. Well, in the shadow of the Almighty, in the hidden parts of the heart, connected with God Almighty, then you have all the wealth. So let us not walk away from God to go with emotional breakdowns. I ain't following no emotional breakdown, because if I do, everything's going to stop. And I'm going to just be stagnated, trying to figure out what's happening and trying to figure out what I need to appease my emotional breakdown, and who I got to talk to, and where I got to go, and who I got to wait on, and what agency I got to get to help me in, and will they help me, and how am I going to fit in into a group that's not my group, and who thinks they are above me? You can find sanity in that, because that's all insanity. For the Bible says the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. He have no stability. He have no availability. Why? Because it's not there. The peace, power, and plenty is in God. These mm-hmm. people that help Paul and him, these folk that was in love with God, that was helping Paul and him, they was mentally in a different place than the people that was desiring that Paul and him didn't exist. So where are we today? Where are we today? We are in that place, inwardly, the non-physical world. We've grasped it and we are practicing it, the lifestyle, God's holy, perfect, and righteous character. And we were only given access by Jesus. For he spoke unto God in the 17th chapter of John, and he said, 17th chapter of John, 21, 22, 23, somewhere, he said, Father, make them one. Make them one, even as you and I are one. And he said, God, you've given me these, and none of these have been lost. The enemy hadn't stole none of them. He said, now I give them back to you. So here today, through his blood sacrifice, he's given us back to God, and God see us in Christ Jesus as the unspotted mirror of his majesty. So now God is happy that there is some people on the earth see him as a God, as Adam and Eve saw him as the creator of all life. That's why he will supply all of your needs, because he identified you as he desired to identify mankind when he first created the son of the red dust, the red earth, and the daughter Eve, who is the source of life. When God first created them, he had wishes for them, and now he sees his wishes in us here on the earth by Jesus Christ's sacrifice, giving us access to go boldly into this inward place that God has desired for us to look upon him before the fall of our own imagination. He don't want us to fall with imaginary hopes, but he wants us to stand strong in the power of his might, inwardly connected with him, knowing that we're connected with him, knowing that we are of another world altogether, and operating with the other world authority, the other world power, the other world's wealth, while we're here on the earth, so that make our lives perpetual. So now we become vigilant of the time clock. Of God. We now become vigilant of the time clock of God. Because we now possess everything, because we know now God's going to supply. He's supplied. He brought us into this place that we may know that we are in his shadow, and he's watching us, and he's making us be what he wanted us to be from the very essence and epitome of life. Isn't that marvelous to know?
Amen.
Isn't it good to know that if Jesus decides to come at any time, you can stand up and say, I'm ready, Jesus.
Yes.
Why? Because you've been in that place. You've been purified. You've been sanctified. You've been set apart. And you love the lifestyle of wholeness. Scriptural principles being your expression. That's why Paul could say what he said to them people. Look at their expression, what they were doing. Their bodily expression was giving, helping and loving and being affectionate and being kind. And Paul turned around and told him, he said, now for these acts, which is a sweet-smelling order, he said, for this act, God is going to supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Now God lives in gold. He and Jesus live in gold right now. And if you don't believe me, to just walk on over to Revelation 21 and 22, and you'll see all inside of God's house how that the foundations are gold, and see how there's jasper stones and topaz and agenic and all of these wonderful stones are on the gates of his house. And then you go on in there, you'll see where there are different foundations and like transparent glass and stones upon the walls. And then you're going on out into 22, the courtyard, you can see where the rivers run through, the streams run through the courts of his house. And then you'll even see where the tree of life is, ears, and you'll see where the tree is there for the healing of the nations. And oh wow, so it's a marvelous thing to be a citizen there and receive information there, and we get it by way of the spirit of truth, which is in our blood. So when we're in that secret place, all we got to do is be there. And and the spirit of truth, the spirit of Jesus, and the wisdom is going to work through our bodies. Can y'all grasp that? Look what God done supplied us with. He done supplied us with some special power that we were trying to find in behind Shakespeare and Aristotle and Plato and all of them. Them folk didn't know nothing about this kind of power. The people on the earth, they don't know anything about this kind of way of living. That's why the Bible says, and there shall be a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Isaiah 35:8, and there shall be a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness, and no defiled nothing shall walk into this way that we live in the non-physical world while we are in this physical world. Then we now become the light. We now become we become the hope and the energy, and we start the blood flow in other people. Can the baby feed the mama milk if it's an infant? No. The infant needs to be fed by the parent. We that are of the physical world, they that are of the physical world, they need us who dwell in the non-physical world, because we give them life. We start their blood flow back again because of what? We are connected to our Creator. So it's no longer I, but it becomes the Christ who's in my blood. And how is he there? He's there because life is in my blood. Truth, IBA, discernment is all-time high. It's the Holy Ghost making the moves. It's the Holy Ghost speaking the words. I don't have to wonder what spirit. And it's nothing but one spirit. It's in my blood. And that's the spirit of truth.
Amen.
God will supply all of our needs. He's given us all things, so we don't really have to think like that anymore. He's given us all things. We're not shaking. We're not shaky faith. We're not shaky. We ain't shaking with our faith. You know, they got a word they used to call different people shaky because they shook all the time. But we're not shaky. We don't have a shaky faith. We have a confidence faith. Why? Because we are constantly in the presence of the Lord. That's why he said true worshipers is such that I require. He requires us because we're studied being in his presence. And what did he say? He created us for his pleasure. Mm-hmm. We are and were created in Revelation 4:11. He said, what did he say? He said, God created all things for his purpose, and for his purpose they are and were created. So now we give life. We give life back to the lifeless. We teach them now how not to dwell under the canopy of mankind, and then look for life. That's a fallen nature, so it's a doomed nature, and it's dead. We have life, and that more abundantly because of what Jesus done, access boldly before the throne of God, able to hear the Spirit and connect us back to our Creator, and with our actions presenting this body holy and acceptable unto Him, which is our rightful service, reasonable service, we now, we make God happy. Mm-hmm. After all of these years, this is all He wanted human beings to do, was to rely upon Him, knowing that His Spirit controls this body. No longer I, confused with the world, intermeddling with the world, no longer I, it's the Christ who liveth within my blood. It is the truth. And Jesus told me, He said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send y'all the Spirit of truth. He's put it in our blood. Jesus, oh, man, Jesus, he's a wonder. Jesus is a wonder. He's a wonder because look what He's done for us. He put us in a place where we're connected to God as Adam and Eve was before the fall. Now we get a chance to experience God in another way. Woo! He will supply all of our needs.
Yeah.
He will take that invisible walk with us. Because He said, Lo, I'm with you always, even
always,
to the end of the world. God bless you, and I hope something was said. I hope you're rejuvenated in your spirits by this word. And I hope I start the blood flow in the lifeless, them that don't know. God bless you. God bless you. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Reverend Ronnie Marshall. God will supply. Give me a hand, please. Thank you. We do have Pastor Bennett, and I don't know if Apostle Bennett is with you. Pastor Bennett?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good.
Go ahead. Yes.
Wonderful.
Go ahead and greet us.
Have a wonderful day. We greet
yes,
you. Yes. All listeners and Pastor Ron, giving thanks for you and also Sister Inez. What an awesome
Thank
word.
You.
God will supply. God
mm-hmm.
will supply. And it was spoken where it could be received from the heart, reaches the heart.
Yes.
And that message,
yes.
it reached my heart. It was like it was penetrating,
Amen.
Inside
mm-hmm.
my spirit and soul. That was an awesome, awesome, awesome message. God is so good because
yes.
I talked about fortified faith. Fortifying your faith this morning,
yeah.
Coming out of Hebrews, closed out with having faith, and I like that because that tells us God is moving by His Spirit, and those who will listen, have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. We're all saying the same thing, so I just thank God for you again. I'm Betty Bennett from Harvest World Ministry in Little Rock, Arkansas, and just elated to be a part of this family.
Amen.
And do you mind continuing with the invitation to discipleship?
Oh,
either you
or
me. Apostle Bennett. Thank you. It's so lovely to hear your voices. I've been missing your voice.
So thank you.
Amen.
I know you've been
always.
Busy in the vineyard.
I know
you've been busy in the vineyard, so it's we miss you when you're not here, so it's always great to hear your voice and, you know, hear from you and hear what you're doing. So thank you for stopping by.
Tonight I'm going to be back where on this call, and
mm-hmm.
praise God, I didn't have any services this afternoon, so I was just grateful. But God has been doing wonderful and magnificent things and exploits, and you know, those who are ready and those who will be obedient to what He's telling
mm-hmm.
them to do, you don't have any downtime. All the time you have
Amen.
To get out there and get the word out to to every, like Pastor Ron says, every man, woman, boy, girl, Jesus can make them whole. That's all we have time to do. And I thank God for all the doors that are open and his spoken word that is being penetrated in your airways, over the radio, in the airways, over the internet, over the telephone. I just thank God, because what a platform God chose to use.
Amen.
I don't think we really know the magnitude of what we have in this platform. We haven't seen it yet. Eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard what is going on through this avenue. So I want everyone to say encourage, lift up, lift it up, look up. Because God is getting ready to move you up. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we are ready. I'm ready to move. I'm ready for God to take me higher. We are all ready for God to take me higher.
Yes.
I hearing some great topics through the week. The sign has been magnificent. anointing. Amen. All spirits so modest. It's amazing, you all, what God is doing. Everybody's talking about the bad things that are happening. Nobody's talking about the good that God is doing. And he's doing a lot.
Tonight
I want to introduce some to a man who can make all things good, a man who can make all things new again, a man that can cleanse you of all your sins, forgive you,
cast away
into the sea of forgetfulness, never to rise again. I want to introduce you to that man. You don't have to say that I'm going to come to this man when I get ready or when I get myself right, because we can't get ourselves right. It's in him that we live, breathe, and have our being. So I'm going to introduce you to a man that can save, a man that can heal, a man that gives, a man that has covered you in his blood that was shed out. A man that is a divine protector, a wonderful counselor. You're looking for peace. He's a prince of peace. He is a wonderful father.
He's
our Lord. Jesus, the Christ, the one who hung, bled, and died. And you may say, if you're listening in and you're not sure who we're talking about, who is, what are you talking about that hung, bled, and died? See, what you don't know, Jesus paid the price.
Paid it all.
Yeah.
You owe him a debt. That debt is your life, because he's already Christ. He paid the price, and no one will ever know just how much it costs.
Amen.
Because the eyes see your sins, your children's sins, your generation after generation after generation. Already be forgiven. To see you healed in which you've already been. But to see you walk in it. Jesus will make you whole. Praise
God. Yes, he will.
Jesus
will
make you whole. She's standing tonight. I'm going to ask if you close your eyes for a second and just picture that he's sitting right there before you.
Amen.
And he's standing with his arms wide open. As if he was still on the cross, but he's not. And he's saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Those who are going through the storm, the ups and downs, the hurdles, the wind, the fire, whatever it is you're dealing with, addiction, obsession, he is saying, come unto me, because your labor has a burden upon you. And I will lay down
definitely.
With you and take my guilt upon you and learn of me.
Yes.
Because
learn
my weight is light and my burdens are light. Amen.
Yes.
Standing before you saying, just come as you are. Whosoever will, let him.
Yes.
There is a call going out tonight.
Yes.
A call to you.
Yes.
He laid down his life for you.
Yes.
He laid down his life for me.
Yes, he did.
Nobody took it. He laid it down. A magnificent God.
Yes.
Won't you pray this prayer with me?
Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Make yourself real to me. Jesus. According to Romans 8:23, you said in your word that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Tonight, Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner saved by your grace. Admit and I agree and I accept and my heart receives. That you died on the cross for me, shed blood for me at Calvary, that I can live a life worth living and have eternal life hereafter. Up in glory, God. Now, God, now that I have confessed, now that I believe, I receive. I open up my heart. I open up my mind. I open up my ears. And I listen, and I'm listening for your voice, God. And I'm praying as you speak, come in to me. Stop with me.
For you see,
any man stands at the door.
That he stands
at the door and knocks. If any man open up the door, he will come in. You're going to have to open up your heart and ask him to come in. You have done that. Believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross.
Thank you.
And that God raised him from the dead on the third day. You are now saved.
You're on your way to heaven.
Now the things that you did, you no longer do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You've been set free, liberated. Jesus made you whole. He has made you whole. Why don't you go and tell someone about this Jesus that you just received into your heart, into your spirit, into your
spirit.
Share
your
testimony with someone. Christ as a Lord Savior. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for sending your only begotten Son. You gave all that you had. You looked down and you saw people who did not have, had lost their way or could not find their way back to you because of all the sin and the evil doings that were going on. And And you said, I need somebody to go down and redeem mankind.
Come
on. I want to reestablish that they were created to worship me and commune with me.
Jesus
Christ to die on the cross. As he hang on the cross, the Bible says the veil was between the people and God. But as he gave us a ghost on the cross, the Bible says the veil was rent from the top to the bottom, giving us free access.
Free access.
Take that access tonight. Take that way. That is the way. That is the right path. Jesus is the way. Follow him.
That is.
Father, we thank you for that.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray and we receive these souls that have been saved on tonight or whatever night they're going to listen. Lord, the word is still going to be as fresh as it was tonight. They listen a year later. It's still going to be the same. You're still going to be a good God. And you're going to be saving and saving. So we thank you, Lord. That your word doesn't stop when the program stops. Oh, we thank you, God. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I feel like going on. Yes, I do. I feel like going on. After that, I feel like going on.
Thank you.
Yes, I feel like going on. Thank you. Yes, thank you for that invitation. Because if people didn't come during that invitation, they'll come. They'll hear them. It's like, I think she was speaking to me. And so she was speaking to everyone. Come again, get baptized again, come to Christ again. You can't never come to Christ too many times. So you can always come again. To call. And it doesn't matter how many times you come, he will accept you each and every time. So at this time, we're going to see if anybody has any announcements out there. Pastor Bennett or Reverend Ron, do you any of you have any announcements before I do my announcement?
Don't go ahead.
I want
Pastor Bennett.
I want to announce.
Go ahead. Oh.
Because of the weather, we did not feed yesterday. We're going to try it again Saturday if the weather is permitting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys are still having storms and things down there?
Yes. Yes. It rained yesterday like cats and dogs.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, so lots of flooding is going on?
Well, no, we didn't have much flooding.
Okay, just a lot of rain. Okay.
Just a lot
of rain.
I'm
sorry, go ahead, Apostle Bennett. Okay.
Yeah, I want to
And you guys are okay?
Keep on with the keep on. Because he had a word, you know, just keep on with your word, man.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
And it's funny that you say that, Apostle Bennett, because, you know, God will supply wherever you are. Harvest World Ministries will come and supply. So God will reach through them to supply those out there who are in need. So God will supply. So just keep those prayers going. And, hey, never know when you may find one of these institutions out there supplying. So God has people out there to supply your needs, to help you out, help you during this time. So it really hit, you know, that God will supply, because just think about the whole, United States of the world and everything, you know, the floods down in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. That's all I got to say is, So, you know, keep praying for them, those down there. So thank you, Pastor Bennett and Apostle Bennett for those words and for Reverend Ron. And Reverend Ron, do you have any announcements?
Oh, I just like to bid everybody to stay in the presence of the Lord, stay in the intimacy with God.
Mhm. And you don't want to talk about your book? I mean, not your book, but your song that you release and where they can find it.
Let me just say, please, everybody, if you don't mind, share with us online with the albums and share with us online with the videos and so on and such. And also on every Thursday night at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, we're on Victory Radio here in the city, Little Rock, and True Worshipers. Same thing we're doing here, we do there, minister the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And we bless your name and hopefully real soon, Pastor Bennett and Apostle Bennett can come and share with us even on the local program as well. You know, you're more than welcome. And
even the preachers
in Yakima and so on and even you, esteemed Wasanis. I know we're on Thursday night as well, but there are times the pastors up there, if they want to, you know, share with us a word, then we tape on Sunday evenings and you can we can have it picked where you can call in and you can minister from Yakima, you can minister, but we open that up for you all. That's a part of this network. You can also be heard on the local station here. Who knows, God may touch the hearts of the people and say, let's bring them here, you know, because of how God want to use you. You never know how the Lord would
Amen.
Work. But
He is working.
He is working in His time. And so that's my announcements. And there are great things coming. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great things are coming. And I'm so
Amen.
Happy because God is doing it. And He's making things perpetual. And I'm glad for that. That those are my announcements.
Amen.
Thank you.
Reverend Ron, so on your Sunday evenings that you minister on the radio, that you minister from your church?
No, we go into the station.
Okay.
We do the taping on Sunday evenings. Mm-hmm. We used to do it on Monday morning, so
okay.
we do it on Sunday evening.
Okay.
Then they air it Thursday night at 8 o'clock, and it's on 100.9 FM. And it can, too, be pulled up from the computer as well. But at the same time, you know, it's a ministry where we're yet bidding people to come to this new life. You know, we've been living this
mm-hmm.
life a long time, but this is the new life. And it holds
right.
so much. It holds so much involved. And it's a beautiful lifestyle. And the more we practice it, the more we grasp it,
mm-hmm.
and the more freer we become, you know.
Amen.
So,
amen.
And I thank God for you, Sister Inez. I really thank God for you, and we're praying because you know we're going to share as well. You know, praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you. And my announcements are, of course, Tuesday and Thursday. Miss Inez says, "Let's talk about it." And we've been talking about how deep is your love. We've been having some very interesting conversations, as you can ask Reverend Ron, because we get deep into this
yeah.
conversation. So if anybody has missed those, we're on part four, I believe, this week. And so on Tuesday.
Yeah, it'd be part four.
Mm-hmm. And then Thursday, I'll be in Spokane, Washington. So I'll be broadcasting from Washington State. So you won't know any difference, so the time for me will just be earlier, but just come on out and listen to us for 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern for those of you who want to join us, or call in 845-241-9985 and join in on the conversation. We've had some real doozies. This last one, ooh-wee, that's all I got to say. And you guys have to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio, and you can listen to any episode that you would like, share the episode, replay it, repeat it, you know, and call in and say, hey, I got something to say about how deep is your love, or any other topic that we've discussed. So we've had some real doozy topics, and so maybe the next one we'll be talking about Till Death Do Us Part. So, so death may mean a lot of things in a marriage or in a relationship or what have you. So that will be the next topic after we talk about how deep is your love. So come on and join us at on Tuesdays and Thursdays and every other Wednesday, which we had Bible study with Reverend Carolyn Williamson this past week. And it was good. It was a good Bible study, really good. Y'all missed it. Mm-hmm. Y'all missed a good Bible study. So you can go back and listen. You know, it's out there to share. So don't hesitate to go back, listen, and share. So I want to thank you. And as Reverend Marshall said earlier, please support his music ministry as well. His latest release is Jesus Can Make You Whole, as you heard earlier. And that is what Jesus can do, is make you whole. He's got a blessing for you. And also, what else? Jesus Is All Right. That's what I played also earlier. So
now that's
basically
over that Crown of Love album.
Right. But I'm just saying these are some of the songs that Reverend Ron has produced. So during his Sunday that he speaks, I play his music so that it goes along with what he's speaking about. So if any of you want to hear a song, just go on all the music medias, iTunes, Apple, Amazon, everything you can think of musically, he's out there. Ronnie Marshall. Are you under Ronnie Marshall or Ron Marshall, Reverend?
Well, some of them are under Ron, and some of them, but it's
okay.
The same group. It's Ronnie Marshall. You put it up, or Ron, it'll come up. And different as Sister the Extreme Host was saying, the songs, a couple of songs he played off tonight was off of the Crown of Love album. It's out there as well. It's God's music. It's God's music, and he's doing it for the hearts of people, you know? And I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful to be the instrument of expression that he's using to express songs, you know?
Okay. Thank you. And, of course, you know, we always have our tithes and offering, literally not tithes and offering, but to sow a seed, offering time, sow a seed to keep us the radio on the air. You can donate to Cash App at $ANAISEVALCOUR, to Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or to Zelle if you know my telephone number, or email. So we're open to all monies, so that we can keep this on the air, so we can keep on reaching people all over the world, not just here in the States, not just, you know, in the South, and not just in Canada, but all over the world. People are listening and tuning in, so I want to thank our worldwide listening audience for tuning in. I'm going to give the worldwide congregation a round of applause as for joining in and listening to today's message of God Will Supply by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, and giving Reverend Ronnie Marshall another hand praise for his subject, God Will Supply, taken from Philippians 4, I want to say 16 through 19, but he was focusing on verse 19. So here's a hand praise for everybody out there. Yes. There you go. And somebody was getting ready to speak. So, excuse me. I thought somebody was getting ready to speak. So topics, if you have a topic, please contact me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and I will be more than happy to look at the topic and try to get some information on it, and we can talk about it. So maybe you can co-host with me if that's a topic that you want to talk about. But please share on all social media platforms and with your friends, neighbors, relatives, anybody that you know. Post it when I send the link out. You can always forward it out to anybody out there to share. And so I just want to thank each and every one of you again for joining in today. And if you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. We'll talk about it. And as I said, we're talking about How Deep Is Your Love. Yes, it's a song from the Bee Gees, and it's also a song from Keep Sweat. But, hey, how deep is your love? Can it be measured? Is it selfless? Are you stingy with your love? So we just talk about it. So I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Velcro Designs. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram under the same name. And the thought of the evening is, it's a church thought. Before you hold a pastor accountable, you must be accountable. And that is taken from the words of wisdom, from the wounds of wisdom. And that's number 27 out of the Dr. Monica Y. Jackson's book, Wounds of Wisdom. And I'm going to be having her back on the show as well. She's got like 7 chapters in her Wounds of Wisdom on friends, workplace, family, marriage, children, business, and church. And so if you want this book, you can go to her website, drmonicajackson.com, and purchase the book, because we're going to be talking about it. She sent me a copy, and it's like, oop wee. So, you know, people wound us everywhere we go. It doesn't matter who you are. There's a category for each and every one of us. So I want to thank each and every one of you again for joining us, and we will have benediction and closing song, Power of the Resurrection. It's in your hands, Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And again, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And please share, so we can get more people on the air. Amen.
God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you all. God bless you.
Amen.
And may he keep you in his care on tonight, Father.
Yes.
We love you and we praise your name. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your healing spirit. Thank you for the joy that we feel that coming out from you. Thank you for your deliverance in every area that deliverance was needed. Thank you, God, for the blood, the wisdom of the blood, the wonders of your word. Thank you for life, Lord. Thank you for being our God and with your children.
Thank
you made
you.
Us and not yourself. Now keep us. Keep us in the hollow of your hand. Keep us with a mind to be in your presence. Keep us with a mind to praise you and worship you throughout
Thank
our
you.
Day, oh God. And then all that we need, Ayadabo, supply in Jesus' name we pray. Thank
yes.
God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want to thank Apostle Bennett and Pastor Bennett for joining us this evening as well on the air. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, it's always good to hear their voices so that they know that they are okay. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And she was on earlier, then she may have gotten a call, so she did hang up. So she said step away. So she was here earlier. So thank each and every one of you again.
Yes.
As we close out on the power of the resurrection, and this song is also sung by our Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Thank you all. Be safe. Good night. Stay in the hands of God. Keep his angels
Amen.
Wrapped around you for protection. And because these people are protected who are on the phone, because, you know, those storms could have taken them away, but they are here for a reason. I just thank God for keeping them here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the power of the resurrection is with us. Amen.
Amen.
Life has given us so many turns.
Yes.
And there was no out. But thank God for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It makes everything happen in life. All of the good success. Y'all listen to it.
Hey.
Thank you again for joining us on this third Sunday evening. Keep a prayer on your lips and a song in your heart, and you will never be sad. Stay blessed, be blessed, and stay in the umbrella of God. In Jesus' name, amen.